Hey there, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Pop Culture After Dark. I'm your host, Abel, and today's a little bit of a different episode. I am currently on vacation enjoying my birthday, and so this week we are bringing you a very special episode of Bitches Who Brunch. And on this episode of Bitches Who Brunch, we talked all about the Mean Girls. So we shared our Mean Girl experiences. Were we the bullies? Were we the problems? We just wanted to share this podcast with you guys so you have something to listen to on this Friday. And then we'll be back next week with all of your favorite celebrity gossip. Until then, guys, enjoy this episode of Bitches Who Brunch. And yeah, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey guys, welcome back to this week's episode of Bitches Who Brunch. I am your head bitch in charge, Miss Bonnie Lynn, and as always, I have Abel with me today. Hey, Abel.
Hi, friend.
Hey, hey. I am so excited. Look at us. We look so pretty in our pink today, and we went with the same shade of pink, like literally.
Yeah, like the light pink.
Yeah.
Like the really light pale pink.
Pastel pink. I love it. So if you guys are wondering why we're all pinked out today, it's because this is our Mean Girls episode. And on this day, we wear pink. That's what we're going to do. Pink.
Yes, pink, period.
This is all, you know, Mean Girls, bullying, all that good stuff. So we're not really going to have any topics today. We're just going to get right into some information and stuff like that on here. So first of all, Abel, when you hear the term Mean Girls, what do you think of?
Besides the movie, I think of Mean Girls as in bullies, like a Mean Girl clique, just like a bullies. And I honestly don't even think of like just girls. I think of just a group of mean people.
Yeah, yeah, same.
Like bullies.
Just a group of bitches.
yeah, basically. And bitches can be all genders, so
exactly all shapes and sizes, them bitches. Uh-huh. So bitches. Big bitches, like, so well, like, a lot of the, what's funny is when I was doing my research for this episode and I kept looking up statistics and everything like that for bullying and bullies and mean girls and all this stuff, a lot of it, like, before, it would be a lot of like high school teens, you know, and all that stuff. But the amount of statistics that started popping up for adults is just through the roof insane. Like, cause when you think about bullying, you think of like your teenage bullying, like what you went through when you were in school, whether it was middle school, high school, even elementary. Kids are mean. Kids are assholes. You know, I know that guy was one. I was.
Yeah.
So, but I hit like some facts, some like really hard facts on there that I was blown away by this. So when you think of bullies in general, who do you think, what percentage, gender-wise, do you think has a higher percentage of being a bully, male or female?
Female.
You would be wrong. According to this year's list, only 33% of females are reported being bullies, whereas 67% of males are technically the bullies. Now, do you think that has anything to do with how people are more aware of like narcissism and gaslighting and stuff like that now that's like, that's been so like brought to the forefront?
Yeah, I also think that those 30% or whatever it was that you said, the females that said they were not, or that they were the bullies, the other 70% are liars.
Because
I feel like a lot of the times they feel like they're not the bullies, they're being bullied. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they're liars. But I do see sometimes men can be like bigger bitches. That's why I said bitches is like for men and women, because men, a lot of times, be the bigger bitches. Mm-hmm. So they have like their little cliques. Men are not always the nicest to like introduce, like when you introduce a new friend to like a group. Men aren't always like as accepting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of believe it, but I also feel like the other 70% of women are kind of lying.
Yeah, like I really did feel like the female percentage should have been so much higher, at least 50%, at least.
Yeah.
Like, so, but going into those, as for, on the male side, 67% of those males that did admit to being bullies, now their targets. 58% of them targeted males, where 42% targeted females. and they're bullying. And as on the female side, 65% of females targeted other females, and 35% they targeted men. So a lot of girls out there that aren't girls. Like, yeah. It blows my mind to see, like, girl-on-girl hate for no reason.
Yeah. I'm an equal opportunist. I hate everybody the same, so it doesn't matter if you're a guy or girl. But I do feel like a lot of the times people hate on their own gender for insecurities about themselves. And it's easier to lash out with your own gender with your own insecurity. You know, I feel like women hate on other women because of things that they wish they like. They feel insecure about something about themselves, you know. So same thing with men. I feel like it's just, I don't know. That's just my take, I guess.
Yeah. No, I get that. So were you let me see. Seb says the hate is real with girls against girls. That's facts. That's facts. You want to get thrown into a fray, like out of the pot onto the fire. It's girls versus girls, and they're ruthless. Girls don't fear God. They don't fear anything. They are mean to everyone, and they go for the throat all the time, especially with men. I think, okay, even though girls hate on girls more, I think they're meaner to men.
Yeah, I also feel like as soon as a girl's mad at a guy, their first thing is, shut up with your small dick. You know, like, I feel like as soon as a girl gets mad at a guy, that's the first thing a girl attacks, you know, with your stupid ass, you know. I feel like that happens a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, because I know I can be like that. I can. I'd be like, oh, you sure found your balls, but you couldn't find my clit? Go fuck yourself. Yeah. You know, like, we go for the low blows, the jugulars. Like, we want to make you cry at the end of it. Like, it's just...
Same. I feel like it's the same way with, like, gay men. I feel like gay men can, what they say, like, read a bitch. Like, a gay man can, like, kill somebody with words, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they're very similar. I feel like they're very similar in their approach to, like, if you go low, like, I'm going to the grave.
Period. That's why...
This is not Michelle Obama. This is not Michelle Obama's podcast. Can't do it. Couldn't be me. You know,
we're going to the center of the earth. Fuck that.
Yep. They're going to the core, bitch.
All the way to the core. Yeah. So now, were you a bully? Well, like, were you a mean girl, or were you bullied?
Growing up, I was bullied. Probably more so in middle school and like early high school, and then I feel like I did become the bully. But then as I grow up, I don't think I bully now as much as like it's just like, I guess, like, not, I don't know how to say it. It's like I don't have like bad intentions with my bullying. So like my bullying would be more in the form of like group chats. Like, yeah. If my group chats got leaked, like, okay, like that could probably be in some trouble, you know, because like a lot of bullying tends to be in group chats about other people or things, you know, but I wouldn't make someone feel like that in person, or at least not intentionally.
Right. That's understandable. And I think a lot of people are like that. I put up on the socials today, are you a mean girl, or were you the one being bullied? And the responses that I got a lot of responses, not only on Facebook, but Twitter, Instagram. It was pretty good, the responses that I got. And a lot of people are, you know, they're along those lines. You know, where they were bullied at one point, then they themselves bullied, but now getting older, like, it's like, you know, and stuff. But yes, the same thing too about the group messages. We are ruthless. Mm-hmm. We are ruthless in our group, our bestie.
Yeah, chat. like the group chats sometimes go like lower than low. Like, if hell had seven layers, we are on the seventh layer. Like, past the core of earth. Like, the group chat, sometimes the bullying and the group chats will go, yeah, like, if those leaked ever,
like. That's just like if your boyfriend would be like, I don't want to look at your phone, I don't want to see your Instagram DMs, I want to see the group chat with your besties. No, you don't
look at my messages, look at all my social media, not the group chat.
everything. You could have my Snapchat password, not the group chat.
Yeah, because the group chat's like where you go for like, it's like unfiltered everything, like your unfiltered thought. Like if I see someone, I'm like, I can't believe this, blah, 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 you know, go off on them or go off on what I thought they were wearing or go off on, can you believe this bitch? You know, like that type of stuff. But, and then also like group chats are like you said, like your partner, that's where you vent. You're like, this motherfucker here.
They don't know, but we bully the shit out of them in our group chat.
Bad. Probably make them cry.
So for me, I was bullied a little bit in middle school and not really so much in high school. Where I had my worst bullying experience was I was actually in my 30s. And to me, that's unreal. Like, because you think like your most traumatic bullying experiences came when you were a teenager, adolescence and stuff. Mine came dealing with other adult females, females even older than me, way older than me. And that's when I went through my first bullying experience. But I was a bully also. Seb says we should talk about chat between the mean girls and their moms. That's the worst. Shut your face. Anna says my coworkers chat would get us fired. Those ones are good.
Yeah, I'm sure some of my employees' chats about me would, you know. I'm sure I'm being bullied at the moment. I don't even realize it.
They're doing it right now as we speak. Look at him. Look at him on there on the live.
Look at that motherfucker.
I did become the bully, but I didn't bully people like just like normal people. Hi, Tasha. I bullied the bullies. I bullied the bullies. That's what I ended up doing. And I know a lot of people say like, oh, two wrongs don't make a right. That doesn't make it better because you bully.
It does. It does.
It does. It does. Because karma takes a while. So God sent me in the meantime.
A negative plus a negative equals positive.
Every time. Every single time.
Don't cry to me. Cry to your mama. Like, yeah.
Exactly. You weren't crying a little while ago, but you will be crying now. And I have a very thick skin. So there is not anything that someone can tell me or make fun of me or put me down in any kind of way that it's going to hurt my fucking feelings. It's just not. I'm sorry. So I just, that's kind of where I'm at. I will go to jail. I will catch a case over bullying someone else that bullied someone I love, that bullied my friends or bullied my kids. Bye.
Yeah. My nephew Locked had his up. First like a school experience the other day, and I didn't even want to hear about it because I was like, I will go to jail for beating up 8-year-olds. Like, I don't, like, no, I don't and their care. Parents. Especially the parents for raising a little asshole.
Exactly.
So,
and their parents, whoever's with them is going to catch it. The grandmother, grandma, aunt, uncles,
it's all always of them. The grandma. It's always the grandma. Always, bitch. The grandma will always catch these hands.
Period. Same. So what do you think the number one reason for bullying is? And this is bullying in adults. So right now we're going to talk about bullying in adults. So I pulled the statistics for reasons for bullying in adults.
I think it's, like I said earlier, like insecurities or like a workplace bully, you know, like I feel like kind of like that probably.
So 44%, so they, you know, questioned and pulled 1,000 people that admitted to being a bully. Anna says jealousy is the number one reason. So 44% was the highest percentage, and that one they said they bullied people for their looks or their weight.
Yeah.
That was the number one reason for people bullying someone else. And obviously that is all going to go back stemming to some kind of insecurity they have inside themselves, like, you know, something like that. 16% said they bullied people over their race. 14% it was over their sexual preferences. 12% is how much money they have or how much money that they make. 9% said they bullied someone over their religion. Or religious beliefs, religion. Another 9% said it was where they came from, where they were brought up, like what side of town they were raised on, basically. 8% said they bullied people for their preference in their looks of their partners. So
That's weird.
Yeah. So like, and this actually, I've that happens so much. And I think this that's more like in the male side of it, like men bullying other men over like if their preference is blondes over brunettes, or you know, plus size girls over skinny girls, you know, stuff, or skinny girls over plus size girls, you know, whatever.
It's a weird thing to bully someone for what they like. But then I was thinking, like, we always bully Beyonce for being married to Jay-Z. So
yeah. That's true. So we're hitting two categories there.
I guess I'm the bully. Your
partners and then looks. And then 7% said they bully people over having a disability. Anna says, sounds like judgmental Karens. I mean, yeah, at the end of the day. But yeah, 7% said they bullied people over having disabilities. That's, see, that right there, just that makes me want to fight someone. If I see somebody bullying someone over, you know, any kind of disability, whether you're in a wheelchair or they're, you know, they have some kind of mental reason why or something, like, you don't do that. You need assholes.
Yeah.
So what race do you think gets bullied the most?
I would like to say the Caucasians.
Almost. They were beat, and this is funny that this was thrown in there, because the ones that get bullied the most are ethnicity, not really a race, but we're in the United States and we get those mixed up often. But Hispanics have gotten 61% of Hispanics get bullied. Biggest number, followed by Caucasians at 60%, and then African Americans at 44%.
So yeah, I don't know. I guess it also depends on where you live, right? Like if you live somewhere where Hispanics are more prevalent, more like, you know what I mean? That probably makes sense, but I just feel like, I don't know. I said Caucasian because of the fact that I feel like now they are becoming a minority in the country. You know what I mean? Specifically United States, not just around, like, not around the world, but they're slowly becoming a minority. So I feel like they do get bullied quite a bit.
Yeah. But, And the races that bully each race the most, it'd be your own people.
It really do. Like, it really does, especially Hispanics. Like, what do you mean you can't speak Spanish? You know, or like, what do you mean, you know, what do you mean you don't like menudo? What do you mean? And that's like forms of bullying. And they definitely do that to me all the time. Like, at work, they'll come up to me speaking Spanish. I'm like, I let them finish because I feel like cutting them off would be rude. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't speak Spanish. And they're like, cuss me out in Spanish. I'm like, bitch, like, I will cut you.
Yeah, yeah. It, in every race or ethnicity, it's their own people that bully them the most, the percentage that bullies them the most. So Hispanics bullying Hispanics, whites, you know, bullying whites, and African-Americans bullying African-Americans. Like, there's no – and it's like a huge gap, you know. It's not like, oh, it's they're right behind it. Nope. It's like a huge gap. So, yep, it'd be your own people. So here
– I believe it.
Here's a weird fact here. As now I'm going to go into like teen bullying. So teen bullying has actually gone down by 23% since social media has taken off the way it's taken off. So you wouldn't think that. You would have thought, no, teen bullying is going to, it's more, because now they can bully each other on social media. Well, when social media first started, yes, there was an influx for like a brief moment, but then over like, let's say the last 7 years, it's died down and now it's down by 23%. However, the amount of teens bullying their teachers or someone, an authority figure in school, has gone up by 63%. 63%.
I believe that. I'm trying, for our viewers that see me awkwardly sitting here, I'm trying not to get canceled because I have a lot of, like, things that I, like, would just normally come out. But I'm like, those teens bullying the, like, adults is because they didn't get their ass whooped at home. Like, because they know that they'll get away with whatever with their parents, so they're bullying their adult figures in their life. But I'm also one to think, like, you don't, respect isn't something that's, like, automatically earned. Like, you know, like, you don't just deserve my respect because you're older than me. You have to earn it, or you have to give me respect as well. So I feel like some cases, I feel like authority figures talk down to kids and or young teens, and that makes them, you know, feel like a certain kind of way. But I'm just from the mindset of, like, you give what you get. And so, like, if you are rude and swinging your dick around to be an asshole to get your way, you're gonna get that kind of response, you know what I mean? So that's just my thought, but I'm trying to filter myself.
I don't know. I was brought up old school, and I very rarely remember, like, other kids, like, bullying the teachers and stuff, like the way they get bullied now. Like, if you go on TikTok and you look up videos or YouTube, Twitter's so bad. And there's just video after video after video of students becoming violent to these teachers and, you know, just being just horrible to them, like the stuff that they say to them, and then it turns into something violent. Now, on the flip side, there are some videos of teachers being ugly to the students, but those videos always start right when the teacher is being ugly and doesn't really show what brought that on or why that started. Anna says, homie, don't play that shit. How the fuck is a teacher getting bullied?
Yeah. I used to be in high school. I was like a teacher's pet in high school. So, like, I was in all the clubs, did all the things, but there was this one teacher my freshman year that everybody in the school would take, like, verbal abuse from this woman. And finally I had it, and I threatened to, like, unalive her. Like, I threatened to unalive her. I told her I was going to follow her home from school. I was going to slash her tires and unalive her in her sleep. And I told her, like, if you write me up, I don't know what they do now in high school, but back in the day, they would give you, like a form, like a detention form, and send you to the office. I told her, if you write me up, all they're going to do is give me 2-hour detention, which I won't even have to do. And I told her, like, I, like, cussed her ass out because she was verbally abusive to everyone in that school, and I cussed her out. I think I still have my write-up. It's something that I saved it. It's literally stored in the place that I keep my social security card. I have it, and she quoted me saying, like, F that bitch, I'll unalive her. And so, but I was a teacher's pet. That was very out of the norm for me. But again, I felt like at a point that she was being, at that time, I didn't realize she was verbally abusive, but that's what it was. She was verbally abusive. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Tasha saw yeah. that.
When Tasha said, no cap. He did it. then there were, you know, some teachers like that back then. And I think, like, all those teachers were, like, older teachers. Anna says, sometimes admin blames teachers for student behaviors, so students do have free-for-all behavior. So I can see that. Yeah, there's a lot. Like, I will say that kids nowadays, they are ruder to adults. There's no real consequences, because they know at the end of the day, what can they possibly do them? It's not like they can't spank them, they can't slap them, they can't, you know, they don't have real consequences. I think. And
if I have kids, their ass will be getting spanked with the belt. Talk crazy. You will get smacked with the belt.
Period. Like that. you're going to get your ass whooped.
But like you said, they don't have, they're not worried about any kind of repercussions, because they know at home they're not going to get in trouble.
They're not going to really get in trouble either. Yeah. You know, and a lot of it, that's not to say that, you know, parents are bad parents, but a lot of it is like parents are nowadays with, you know, the economy and society and stuff like that. Sometimes both parents have to work. So a lot of these kids are kind of growing up, not really alone, but, you know, they're having to do things like be more independent and stuff like that. So in their mind, they think, oh, I'm grown. I'm an adult. And then plus they have a lot more freedoms than we did when we were younger and stuff like that. Kids have cell phones. They have like all this stuff that they can do that is really geared more into like that's what you're supposed to do that in your adult life. And I guess you could say like kids are just growing up, like in they're reaching adult stuff too early in life.
Yeah. And, I would say though, like I did say, like I'm a firm believer in like spanking your kids when they deserve it. But I also am like of the mind, like I said earlier, that respect is earned. And I also would empower my kids to have boundaries. So if they are see their uncle and they don't want to give their uncle a hug, well, guess what? They're not going to hug their uncle. I'm not going to make them hug their uncle because that's their personal boundary. And so I'm also a believer in kids being able to feel empowered to be like, this is my personal like space, my personal thought. You're going to respect it. And if that respect, you know, gets, I guess like if that line gets crossed, then my kid will feel empowered to like make a decision for themselves. But again, they're not going to just be out here acting crazy because they'll get their ass whooped, girl, in my household.
Yeah. You want to make it a safe space for your kids, for them to respectfully decline things that they don't want to do or that they don't like, or, you know, whatever.
They don't agree with, you know.
Yeah. Like, you know, and that's what I tell my kids, like, you don't have to agree with everything that I do or say. You can tell me you don't agree with it. Will it kind of matter at the end? Maybe, maybe not, depending on what it is. Because you can tell me, oh, I respectfully don't want to take the trash out today. Well, I'm telling you, you're going to fucking take the trash out. you're going to get the most respectful ass whooping you've ever had.
Yeah. I respectfully respect your respectful feelings. But you will respectfully get this respectful ass whooping.
Exactly.
And then if I found out my kid was a bully, I would bully the bully.
Exactly. Exactly. My kids better not ever be bullies. And that's, you know, I think what's sad is in part someone like the other parent might have pushed them at one time to be a bully over certain things. And I'm like, absolutely the fuck not. That's what we're not going to do. You better always defend the person getting bullied. Like, do not participate in that. Like, all that stuff. Because no, I'm not raising little assholes. I mean, a little bit, but you know, not that kind.
Yeah.
So what I want to get into now is you guys' stories that you guys wrote in on if you were the bully or if you got bullied, what it was. Some of these were crazy. And there's one of them I'm going to read. Sebastian said, respectfully, I won't take out the trash. Yeah, we'll see. you guys watch my stories later on tonight. So one of these write-ins that I had, it's going to make you want to strangle this person. I might save that one for last because he had all the audacity in his story. So, but I do want to touch on some of these stories. So Abel, I'm going to read these to you and you tell me what you think. You know, people in the chat, write down some of your stories. If you were the bully, what you did, how you were bullied, what mean girl you were. I'd also like to know right now, like later on we'll talk about it, if you were a mean girl and we're going to go into the movie, who would you have been? Were you Regina George? Were you Caddy? Were you, what are the other ones' names? Jeez, Gretchen Wieners. I'm all there. I'm all, we already know. Who would you have been? All right. So this first girl said, I worked at a doctor's office. It's full of mean girls. They run in packs and a lot of them are older ladies. One didn't like me. So immediately they all didn't like me. They would start rumors about me and eventually I just quit. How horrible is that? You had to quit your job because older women are bullying you.
Yeah. One thing somebody's not going to do is mess with my money. And so... I've been in that situation though. Like when I started at one of my most recent jobs, I was like the villain. Everyone hated me for no reason, just for literally being hired. And on my very first day, someone was supposed to train me. This lady looked at me in my face and said, I'm not training him. I don't get paid enough to train him. And I said on my first day to her, I don't need you to train me. I'll train myself. And I walked off. And needless to say that, she ended up quitting after because I was her boss. But still, fuck that bitch.
Fuck you and your orthopedic shoes. Mm-hmm. Bitch.
Yeah.
But doctor's offices, like all that stuff. Anna said, damn, don't play with my money. Exactly.
Period.
I think hospitals, doctor's office and stuff like that place probably does. They do have a lot of mean girls in there. It's a lot of women. It's a lot of women in one little place together and stuff. So I can definitely see that. This one says, I work on base as a contractor. This is from a guy. I work on base as a contractor, and the dudes I work with will literally bully you if you don't go out drinking with them after work or go out slutting around with them. Pretty sure he meant to say hoeing, but whatever. They tell people you sleep on the job and that you're lazy. And they're always in everyone's private relationship business.
it do be the men like that.
You know, they gossip more than women. They want to know the tea. They want to know everything.
A guy wants to know all the tea. I don't care what nobody says. I have so many female friends that all of their significant others are all up in our tea. They want to know who's talking to who, who's not talking to who. They want to know all the girl drama. They want to know it all. They want to know everything. And I don't care what they say. Guys, I see it. I seen it with my own eyes.
They are invested. They are on the season, in the episodes, everything. Absolutely. All right. This one girl says, I realized I was a mean girl. I can talk about it now because I came to terms with it and I've been trying to do better. But I was always mean to people I considered beneath me. I guess I got a thrill out of it. I'm also a huge narcissist, so maybe that's why. I was never insecure. I just really thought I was better than everyone else. I could be mean, but I didn't care. Until the girls I bullied told me how I basically fucked their self-esteem up. At first, I thought weak bitches, but then I realized I was, in fact, the weak bitch. So here I am trying to do better. Yeah, I am here for you, like, owning that. Good job. Anna says that's pillow talk. That is pillow talk. It really is. Between couples like that. But with this girl that put this on there, hey, more power to you. She's like, I'm a narcissist, so it's whatever.
It's very giving much, very, very much Taylor Swift. Like, I'm the problem, it's me.
Yeah, she literally says that.
She's like, could it be me, bitch? Don't admit to it, ho. Just, it's always everyone else, bitch. That's not you.
She said, I could be mean, but I didn't care.
Yeah. Damn. That's probably one of our friends, honestly. I know. So just at them, bunny. Damn, bitch, I don't know why you're trying to. This is not, I don't know why you're being anonymous. Anonymous letters to Bonnie, bitch, at them.
Like, she's like, oh, boo hoo hoo. I could just cry, but I won't.
Damn, bitch. And I'm trying to work on it, though. Okay. Oh.
Here I am. Sounds working like on it. Okay. This one says, no matter what gym I go to, they all have their mean girls, and I always catch it from them. Whether it's pointing at me or they watch me hit my sets and laugh, I hate it. Now I go at 5 a.m. to any gym I go to because they apparently don't like getting up early. That's not a mean girl thing to do. So in the beginning, I quit working out altogether for a little while, but I finally got back to it. But to all those bitches that like to be out there making fun of girls and they're just trying to do their best, do better. I don't think I've ever encountered like mean girls at a gym yet.
I honestly don't pay attention to anybody when I'm there, like, because I'm like, I'm trying to catch my breath, first of all. I'm trying not to fucking die and let this fucking weight like fall on me because I have no arm strength. So like, I'm so focused on myself. I'm also like, okay, I don't want to hear this song. Let me fast forward. Let me change the fucking playlist. Like, I'm so focused on myself when I decide to go to the gym or work out. So I'm like, I don't even realize there's anybody there. Because I'm like, bitch, I have my own internal thoughts. I'm bullying myself right now, bitch. I'm like, I'm telling myself, get your big back on this fucking thing now.
You know? So you're like, I'm my own mean girl at the gym. I'm my own mean girl.
I'm the problem. Yes.
I'm trying to catch these gains, not a case. Yeah. That's why I don't pay attention to nobody else.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but that, I guess that is that, you know, that can be a thing because, you know, I mean, girls are catty. They're petty bitches, whatever. So this one says, I get bullied by social media trolls all the time. I post food reviews and food videos and me actually eating the food in my videos. And girls in my comments are horrible. They call me names and they tell me I shouldn't be putting that in my mouth. They make fun of my weight. They make fun of the way I chew. It is honestly heartbreaking. Sometimes I've had to take a break because at the end of the day, I honestly can't take all of the criticism and negativity from other girls. That's horrible. Like, I mean, but it's true. Like if you go to, okay, first of all, I run to comment sections, especially when I know it's going to be something. Like when you're watching a video, you just know like, oh shit. They're about to read her the riot in the comment section. So I go to the comment section. And yes, while there are men in there kind of being ugly and judgmental, it is a lot of females in there. Like, oh, like her, talking about her hair, like she's smacking her lips, her double chins, like, holy shit.
Meanwhile, they're laying in bed watching that TikTok with their double chin all up in the air. So, I don't know.
Needing a whole wax on their upper lip. Anna said, I thought working out gives you endorphins. Did we not learn anything from Legally Blonde? Those bitches probably now working out. That's true. I used to, happy people. Like working out is happy people. Why are you over there talking shit? Maybe that's no, their happy.
That's a lie too, ho. Working out is not happy. I'm grumpy. Yeah,
Abel's never like, happy when he's working out.
I'm like, don't talk. Bonnie's like trying to have a conversation. I'm like, bitch, I'm trying not to have a heart attack. Don't fucking talk to me, bitch. I'm literally trying not to die right now.
And he is being very factual. He is not lying. He is not fun to work out with at all.
I'm like, look, I don't want to talk. I don't want to. I just, no, I can't. Can't.
Done.
On his last, yeah, endorphins. I don't know where they're at. I don't know them.
I don't know them. They don't live here. So on our Facebook, one of our friends on there put, I was bullied in high school by this one girl for no reason or any reason. Like she just wanted to hate me so bad. She would talk shit about any little thing. She found out I worked at Peter Piper, made fun of me for it, then applied a few months later. Of course, the bosses love me, so I told them, and they ripped up her application and said, fuck her. I never let her get to me, but I still, to this day, don't know why she hated me so much. Oh, and her name was Veronica, so it reminded me.
Oh, period. At her. At that bitch.
At Veronica. Where you at, bitch? Why you meeting my girl?
Internet, do your thing. Find Veronica.
I was like, that sucks. First of all, fuck her. That was, she was projecting. Like, that's just girls projecting their insecurities. Something, they hated something about themselves, not you. Like, it had nothing
to do with
you.
She hated that you had a job, bitch. She hated that you had a job and she didn't. That's why she needed to apply.
And she loved pizza and everyone loves Peter Piper because fuck you, bitch. Peter Piper's awesome.
Yeah, like, bitch. And then second of all, if you're citing in Bonnie's DMs, can you show that employee discount?
Exactly.
Because we like Peter Piper.
We love some Peter Piper. So honorable mention to my very, very good friend, Kenny, who said, didn't answer, but he just said, what's your mean girl story? Kenny, the list is long, but distinguished.
I actually have a screenshot to share with everyone about Kenny. I'm just kidding. He dies.
I'm on. I will share our group chat name that we have with Kenny.
Which it's one? Called
Cold Hearted Bees.
Oh yeah. Bitch, I got scared. I have some group chats that do not need to. The names of the group chat will get us canceled. Bitch, if some people, I'm looking at Jonathan over here for the viewers, and he knows he's a part of some of those group chats. If some people saw our group chat names, we would literally be canceled. Earlier, we were talking about how, like, to be in our group chat, you have to sign an NDA.
Not you, stress. I just stressed the shit out of you. Look at you.
Yeah, whenever you said the group chat name, I said, bitch, what chat name?
Your screen was about to go black.
That would be the end of Bitch's Brunch.
End of episode's over. So on here, let me see. Miss Lori said, I've actually never been a mean girl. I treat others like I like to be treated, although in school, they thought I was a quiet one until one of the girls tried to bully me and she got her ass beat. Nobody ever messed with me again or even tried. I'm a lover, not a fighter, but when you have to, you have to, and I will defend myself. That is what we like to call fuck around and find out. Someone fucked around, they found out. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what you have to do. Bullies are only bullies when you give them that power, you know, and unfortunately, like, it's not as easy. Like, it's not, people can say, oh, just defend yourself, just stick up for yourself. It's not that easy sometimes. People have their, you know.
It's, yeah, especially like in the workplace, if you're being bullied. I've had a boss that's been a bully. Like in mm-hmm. the past, I've had bosses that were bullies, and you can't really defend yourself when you need a paycheck, mm-hmm. you know, so.
All right, so Miss Katie said, I've been both. Immaturity and insecurity won at one point in my life, and just because I was bullied doesn't make it right that I returned it later. Now, as a 33-year-old woman, I will forever lift every single woman up, root for them, and be their number one fan. And we love you for that, Katie. Yes, queen.
I love that for you and your journey, Katie.
It just might not be my journey, but...
I'm not on the same journey. As someone who's going to be 36 in a couple days, I'm not on that journey. I haven't found that journey yet.
James wrote on here, too bad I can't tag her on here. But you can,
yes, James. You can. You can, James. I'm about to bully James. I'm about to bully James.
Mr. Edetta, tag them. At them.
Not you saying not you saying their last name, too.
Tag them. See how I just added you? You can add them. It's that simple. Okay, Kimberly says, I'm one of the kindest humans until I need to be a mean girl. Like when someone does me wrong or hurts my family. I'm a Scorpio. I live up to that stinger when I need to. I was like, all you had to say was Scorpio, girl. That's it.
Yeah. Also, at what point, though, is it bullying? And at what point is it like just defending yourself? Because I feel like when you defend yourself, it's not really bullying.
No, exactly. I don't think it is either. Okay, Anna says, I don't think I was ever a mean girl, but unfortunately I have resting bitch face, so people may have thought I was, but I don't think I was in grade school. Now as an adult, I don't care.
So adding people, I've been friends with Anna for a long time, and when we were in our college days, very much had bullying tendencies. So, Anna.
Anna, girl, come with me. Who are you talking to?
Because, girl.
Be so fucking for real.
Anyways.
Are we bullying Anna right now? Anna said, I said I don't care.
Okay, girl. I said what I said.
Okay, let me get to this last one because I told you there was going to be one. Ladies, when you hear this, people, all right. He said, am I the asshole because I bully the girls that I date? Maybe I am, but if I find someone, I vibe with their personality, but not their looks so much. I do use those tactics to get them to where I want them physically. If she's fat, I'm not going to make it easy for her. And if she doesn't dress up or isn't too feminine, I'm going to push her to that side of herself. I love making big, ugly, hold on. I love making big, ugly girls glow up. If they leave me after, hold on. If they leave me after that, hey, I did the next guy a favor. You're welcome.
Bitch, if you don't at them, I will bully you, ho, right now. I'm about to bully Bonnie on her own podcast. Girl, who is this disgusting? I hope he is watching. You are a disgusting human being. I don't even want to give you the title of human being. You are a disgusting piece of shit that deserves to rot in the lowest places of the universe. You aren't doing anyone any good. You're causing trauma in their lives. And I feel like the reason why you're doing that, you probably also have a big truck. because you're making up for a lot of little things about yourself. And I hope that if you're talking about these big girls that you want to push to their bed themselves and have their glow up, I hope that you are on the levels of like Maluma to be talking that kind of shit.
Yeah. So I will say this was on Twitter. Anna said, what the fuck, blocked this person.
Bitch, I have Twitter and share me their at.
This person was on Twitter. His name on there is Eric Says So. He has nothing else on his profile. Like, nothing.
Okay. Eric Says So. Go.
Nothing. To hell. Nothing. Like, I don't know who it could be anybody. Like, it looks like a fake, like a burner account. But, so if your name is Eric, like, but you know what? I will say that there are some, there are men out there with this mentality. There really are men out there with a mentality where they will bully women into what they think they should look like, or whether it's their body or how they dress. You know, there are relationships like that where men, they bully women into not speaking to their families. They cut them off from their families, from their friends, and like all that stuff. So, but this guy sounds like he does it for sport. Like, this is sport. So,
well, he's going to get his ass beat for sport someday. So, for fun. For funsies.
For funsies. So, I hope, Eric, that you fall madlessly, hopelessly, head over heels for a big girl that's ugly.
And then I hope she crushes your soul, not your heart.
I hope she not only fucks your best friend, but your father also.
Bitch, and your grandpa. And the grandma. The grandma, too. Fuck it. He walk in on both family, of them. Bitch. He'll walk in on a three-way. Grandma, grandpa, and his girl.
All of it. All bitch. Of it. And she, like, spends all your money and wrecks your truck. But she's okay. She did it on purpose. That blew me away. For real. I was like, okay.
I need... who is this fucking person?
So, yeah. Now, I did have some people DM me, some men DM me and say, hey, I get bullied quite often by girls. I mean, they kind of shared their stories, but they're like, you know, please don't say this on, you know, put my name out there or anything like that. But I did get one on there that said that he has been bullied by every one of his girlfriends since he was in high school, and he is 43 right now. That his girlfriends, they bully him. Like, he's even had to go to, like, abuse, like get therapy for being an abusive relationship. Like, physically abusive, too. These women.
For every girlfriend?
Every girlfriend.
Okay. Sorry. He needs to listen to Taylor Swift. It's the problem. It's him. Because one, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice or whatever the fuck that saying is. Couldn't it be me? And I feel like at that point, like, you need therapy, not about all the people that you're dating. You need therapy about yourself, as in why you're seeking it out, that kind of partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because after one, maybe two, bitch, but three, four, five, and he's in his 40s.
And it's been your whole life?
I'm not trying to bully the bullied, but... Go to BetterHelp, girl. It's an app, therapy.
Yeah, BetterHelp. Yeah.
They're not sponsored, but you need to start seeing, like, looking in yourself, like, what is it that's attracting you to that kind of personality?
Mm-hmm. Because, like, I don't know. At this point, do you enjoy it? Do you like it? Is that?
Yeah. What is it called? Like, what is the word for that when they like kind of like that kind of like when they like being like put down and like that kind of shit?
Those are masochists.
Yeah. Right? Like, yeah.
Yeah. Masochists. They like the shame, you know.
Yeah.
Punishment.
But if he liked it, he wouldn't be saying it's bullying.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe I don't want to bully the bully, but go to therapy.
Maybe he's ashamed for liking it.
Go to therapy. I go to therapy every week. Go. Go, because you're stressing me out. Between those two stories, I'm like, I feel bad for him for having to go through that with every relationship. And then that other Eric bastard. God.
Anybody named Eric can get it this week. Like, you're going to catch these hands for this Eric. Yep.
Don't say hi to me.
Don't at me. Don't talk to me. Don't nothing. Yep. I don't like it. So real quick, on the last part of the segment, what was one of your worst bully experiences?
That I was bullied?
That you were bullied.
Probably, besides like that teacher, because she was probably one of my worst bullies that I threatened to end alive my freshman year of high school. I would say, actually, one of my old bosses, when I lived in Houston, he was like the worst kind of bully. We would have like daily meetings and before like our store opened, and I would say something or someone would say something to him, and he would like hold his name tag and he would be like, "Do you know what this says?" And it would say like store manager. He'd be like, "Don't talk to me." And like the cleaning crew wasn't allowed to talk to him because they had to report to us. So like if anybody cleaning the store, we had like a whole cleaning team. If any of them had an issue, that he would be like, no, like he would be disgusted if they went to talk to him. Mm-hmm. And so I'll never forget him. His name was David, and he actually worked at Burlington, Houston, and somehow he got promoted, and last I heard, he was a district manager for Burlington now in the Chicago area, and he could burn in hell.
Yeah, so David in Chicago? Yeah.
With the bald head. Bald-headed David.
With the bald head.
He had a lot of nerve. He was the worst bully, though. For him to, like, tell the cleaning people, like, don't look at me, don't talk to me. If you have a concern, go to so-and-so, don't come to me.
He had all the hairdacity. No, he
didn't. He sure did. He was trying.
Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible. Yeah. And that's, like, again, going back to, like, the worst experiences we had were in adulthood. In adulthood. Yep. Like, come on now. So for me, it was when I first started working with the Marine Corps. The Marine Corps wives, I'm sorry, there has never been a nastier clique, like shittier mean girls on the face of this planet like Marine Corps wives. They are brutal. They are, man, they gang up on you so bad. And it's so hard because these are older women. They're like women of like officers and, you know, lieutenant colonels and generals and stuff like that. And they are so ugly. So, like, I'm a people person. I'm a people person. That's who I am. I'm a humanitarian. I like volunteering. I like helping, you know, any way I can. And plus, that was my job at the end of the day. And this group of women, they got together. They went so far. And these were women in their 40s, 50s. They went so far as to make a fake Instagram page of me to upload pictures of me to make fun of me. And not just pictures of me, but pictures of like me at work, what I do, my family. Like, oh,
they could have caught those hands.
It was,
at that point.
It was crazy. And there was like a ring of like maybe six of them that were involved in that. And I was just like, wow. I mean, I reported it to Instagram, obviously, and stuff. But at that point, it's like, these are spouses of Marines, so it's not like you can go to chain of command or anything like that and be like, oh, you know, their wives are bullying me. Nah, you know, and stuff like that. So you have to deal with it internally and stuff. And it
fight
was just,
them.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I wanted to.
Girl. All etiquette would have been out the window. I'd have been like, my husband's in the Marines, not me, bitch. Like, we catch me outside.
But, yeah, no. At the end of the day, I couldn't because I was the one affiliated. So, you know, they weren't technically affiliated legally. I was. So I really couldn't. And afterwards, now in life, like they've reached out to me, apologized for it, try to be all nice and everything.
No.
And it's now I'm like, you are so lucky I am not around because you would find out now. Now you would find out. I hope I never see you anywhere else. You know, bitches. But it was crazy. And I can see how that would affect like other people that don't have as thick of a skin as I do. Cause I did see a lot of other spouses that got bullied and stuff like that. And it got so bad, like especially with the officer wives, where it started affecting like these spouses' husbands' careers. Like where men, like Marines, good Marines, were losing rank. They were losing privileges. They were losing all this stuff over spouse shit, over girl drama, mean girl shit. Like, I think when it starts affecting, like, job and health and well-being, like, there were spouses that got – that they could push to suicidal tendencies and stuff like that because of the bullying and stuff like that. So it was just – it was mind-blowing. And that was probably the worst bout of bullying that I had to go through personally that was done to me. Now, on the flip side here, recently, a few months back, I was –
I don't think you're bringing that up.
And that it happened, and I am. So I was bullied online recently after making a post about my hair, and turned into the most ridiculous mean girl drama stuff that ever that had happened since I had been on there. And you know, that, and I know, like, if you watch this and you follow me, you know exactly what, episode, like, bullying thing happened. A lot of people were there to witness the entire thing. And this spanned, like, the course of days.
Which, my mom was invested.
And I held back a lot because, like, on the first day, I said what I said, and I am not nice.
And Bonnie called me, y'all. I had no idea that this was happening. And Bonnie's like, Abel, like, you're not going to believe. I'm like, what? Bonnie was in World War III, and I'm over there, like, I was reading a book.
So, you know, I responded, and I said what I said, and I'm very matter-of-fact and very curt when it comes to that stuff, and I don't think I was actually disrespectful. But that other person... you know, that was involved in it. And I had to hurt, people were reaching out to me, past people that person has bullied, you know, to talk about how they were bullied and stuff like that. People were like, I'm so glad this is coming out and people are seeing like how she's being and, you know, all this stuff. It ended up being so bad to where when other people got involved, other people's private property was destroyed and hundreds of dollars in repairs and damages needed to be made. There was video evidence of these things happening. Like, it was the biggest, like, just ridiculous thing over some cyberbullying, over bullying. And I get what that other person was trying to do. That other person was trying to defend a friend that she thought I was putting under the bus or whatever. But again, like, if you were there to witness the original things, no names were mentioned. Nothing was mentioned or anything. In the original post, I was just looking for a way to fix my hair because my hair had gotten messed up. And so it was ridiculous. And that was, and I bully them back? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I had every right to defend myself. Because like what you said, where's the line between bullying and defending yourself? You know, there's a line. Yeah. I stopped it. That other person went so far as to make t-shirts about the incident. Oh,
God, you're going all in. I didn't know we were going to go this far.
So, you guys, you know, let's be nice to, let's try to be nice. Let's not do that. That's a lot of energy to put into something. Like, hey, like, put that energy, take that energy, put it somewhere else, and try to go from there. Honestly, what?
Girl.
I'm trying to act like if she really didn't know or she's like, tell me more.
Anna, when we're in Houston at the end of the month, Bonnie can fill you all in.
So, but after that, like talking, like we talked it out. We had a good conversation about it. Everybody kind of decided like that was it. We're squashing it. Agree to disagree, delete all the posts that came with it, you know, and stuff like, and we all did. And since then, there's been no issues. There's been no drama. So at the end of it, be adult. Like, you can be adult about it. Like, squash the situation. It doesn't need to happen. It doesn't need to go there, you know, and stuff like that. And I will also say, if you are being bullied, please speak up. If you can't speak up to the person that's bullying you, tell a friend, you know, talk to somebody about it. Don't try not to internalize it, and especially if you're struggling with it, please reach out, get some help, talk to a therapist, like, you know, whatever you need to do, and not to just let it fester and eat you and, you know, get to that point where you're at your lowest point, you know?
Yeah. It's hard. Like I said earlier, it's hard whenever it's your boss, or like in your case, when you were like legally, like you couldn't say anything, or like, it's hard in those scenarios, but you just have like an outlet to like, even just like the group chat, just send it to the group chat, girl. But like, you're not going to believe what the fuck these bitches are doing to me or saying or whatever, you know? So.
Mm-hmm. And the best way to, Louis said, tell them back the fuck up.
Exactly. Get off my dick, bitch.
And also though, another way to kind of like take the wind out of a bully is to just ignore them, especially if it's happening online, you know, cyberbullying or something like that. Don't respond. Ignore them. You know what? Live your best life, because nothing is going to piss your bully off more than them seeing you live your best life.
I'm quick to block. I asked Bonnie. We've had friends that they call her and they're like, able to block me. And Bonnie's like, damn, I knew he was mad, but I didn't know he was mad. I don't.
Yeah.
There's no room for like anything I don't want in my life. I don't. Questions? No. Block, bitch. I don't care if you're my grandma. I will block you, girl. Grandma, you'll be blocked. Okay. Bonnie knows, like, just you have to protect your peace. Like, you have to. Especially if it's online, it's hard. But block. Block, block, block. Yeah. I love it.
Don't be afraid to cut people off. If it doesn't benefit you in any kind of way, cut them off. That's all. Like, that's it. End of story. Yeah. Block them. So, but anyhow, that is, no. We got to answer real quick. Which mean girl would you be? Come on, Anna. Which mean girl would you be? Louie, you guys answer. I want to know real quick.
This is me. Regina.
Huh. Do I, you know what? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I see you as a Regina. I think you would be Regina.
Yeah, I definitely, I definitely am.
What about me? Which one do you think I would be?
I feel like you would be, I don't know. I'm trying to think of who you would be. Because you're not, I don't know that you'd be Regina. Because like I don't know. Maybe probably Regina too, because the others I can't really imagine you being. I can't imagine you being like, what was that bitch with the Amanda Seyfried's character? That bitch that felt the weather with her nipples. Like, I don't see you being that, you know? And then I also don't be seeing like this hoe here.
No.
Because like, I can't hold, like, we don't hold shit in. So like, no. I would say Regina probably.
I think so too. I think I'm like a mix of Regina and Catty. My girlfriend said she'd be Regina.
I feel like that Regina is a lot of people's idol.
Everyone's Regina. What is the other girl's name? The weather girl. I'm all the weather girl.
The one that came, was it Karen?
God, Karen. I think so. You're so stupid.
What's it, Karen?
I don't know, maybe.
I don't know, girl. But
now I'm gonna go watch it.
Anna says she the redhead with the freckles. Katie.
Catty. Her name's Catty, right? Catty Heron?
Katie.
No, I think it's Catty. You pronounce Katie. Catty. Is it Katie?
Katie.
Or Catty. I don't know.
Yeah, so the blonde is Karen. So the blonde's Karen. Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. Not us not knowing.
Okay. It's been a long time.
It has. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us for this episode. If you guys want to reach out to us, you can reach us on all of our socials. If you have any topic ideas that you'd like for us to talk about, hit us up on there. Make sure that you are also downloading our podcast on all your favorite podcasting platforms. These live episodes do come out a whole week before they actually come out on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or anything like that. Abel, go ahead and go over some pop culture news, maybe.
Yeah, so this week we are actually not recording Pop Culture After Dark. It's a pop culture podcast where we talk about all of your favorite celebrities. And for the guys watching and listening, we also talk about We have like TMZ segments. So we talk about your favorite athletes and pop culture. This week, we're not recording an episode, but today's episode will be on our feed for pop culture. Bitches and Brunch is taking over pop culture feed this Friday. But there's a new episode of Pop Culture After Dark every single Friday. And again, we talk about all kinds of people, even people that you wouldn't think we talk about, like certain rappers, or if it's pop culture related, if you saw the story on TikTok, we're talking about it. So, yeah. And we do not hold back. I don't care if I'm canceled there, because that's not a live show either, so I can edit myself. But yeah.
So make sure you tune in next week for that episode. We are going to have some news on the Kelce brothers, Kanye, yay being yay again, and a lot of information on the huge lawsuit that is hitting P. Diddy and a bunch of other named rappers and actors in that whole litigation process. So you're not going to want to miss that episode next Friday.
And yeah, also next Friday is going to be long.
Yeah. And also join me in wishing Abel a very happy early birthday. If you have him on the socials, make sure you hit him up this weekend on there and give him that happy birthday, as he will be in Vegas living his best birthday life.
Yes, can't wait. Thank you.
Well, we look forward to seeing you guys next week. And yeah, love you till then. Bye.
Bye.